Blog Talk Radio.
Guys enjoyed that. That was Nicole C. Mullen
Brainwash. You know, guys, this is an exciting show for you guys who are listening right now, and those who are listening in your cars, whatever. And I have coming to the show today, Luigi Ferguson, author of From the Inside Out. Let me tell you this, a dynamic man of God, and we will hear back from him in a few minutes. So just sit back. This is definitely an interview you definitely don't want to miss. And if you're going through something, I want you to know this. He shall perform it. If God said that he would do something in your life, believe it, because he shall perform it. This is Eureka A. Wright, featuring Kevin Smith. Guys, enjoyed that. Listen, guys, I tell you, this is a day that God has definitely given us, and it's a day that we should definitely give thanks and be thankful for. Because there's so many people who aren't with us right now. There's so many people who are going through situations. There's so many people who are afraid. And this song right now, I'm going to play by Jay Moss. It's entitled Afraid. And if you are afraid right now, listen to this song. This is the message. Feel free to call in 646. Guys, enjoyed that. That was J-Mod coming to us now. I believe we have a caller calling in live. Hold on. Are you listening to our Love Radio show? Hello, sir. You are live on the show. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you.
Now for you guys, this is Luigi Ferguson, author of From the Inside Out. Welcome to the show. So good to have you on the show today.
Thank you. I really appreciate being able to have the opportunity.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, I was I've gone to your website, and for those, you know, you have plenty of time to go to plug it up. But it's fromtheinsideoutbook.com. fromtheinsideoutbook.com. And I just wanted to say that it seems like a good book in it, and what you're trying to do and what you're trying to portray. Can you tell me, what was your inspiration for writing this book?
Sure. So I think like a lot of people, you know, my life definitely hasn't been easy. I think that, you know, in everybody's life, there's this defining moment where it feels like it's make or break. And for me, it was a time in my life where I wasn't working. Things weren't really going good with, you know, in my life relationship-wise. I wasn't really speaking to my friends and my family. So every kind of thing that I was used to, it was all kind of falling apart at the seams. And I needed a way to regroup, to get a hold of it. And ever since I was young, I've always written stuff. It didn't always make sense, but I've always written stuff. And I realized that the best way for me to get out of whatever I was going through was to write about it and to share it, because not only does it help get the feelings out, but it also helps me to be able to let somebody else know that, listen, if things get bad, no matter how bad it is, if you hold on, you can make it, because I was able to.
Well, you know, I'm a writer too, and so I understand about as far as letting your feelings show through your work, and it's so cathartic, and it also blesses other people, and it also blesses yourself. So you decided to write this book. How long did it take you to write it?
Well, it's actually a funny story. So, I mean, I have wanted to write this book for a couple of years. I mean, I've had these, you know, the poems in there, you know, they're not that old, because I've added some new ones in there and some old ones that I've written over time. But, you know, I've had this idea for a while. I just didn't feel brave enough to do it, you know, because when you write something that's personal, you can't hide from it anymore. If you write about something and you say, this is me, this is my life, then you're opening the doors to everybody that wants to, you know, either read about it or comment about it. And I don't think I was strong enough. And you know, I was sitting one time in the living room with my wife, and she just inspired me to just sit down and get it done. And from that moment on, I just, you know, started writing and writing and writing, putting it all on the computer, and then getting to the point where I could actually publish it.
Wow. So, you know, do you have one that you can actually read right now?
Oh, sure, most definitely. I actually keep a copy of the book around just for these kind of occasions. So, I mean, I know that this is February, and it's Black History Month, so I want to make sure I gave everybody something that just reflects, you know, my own personal feeling about, you know, where we've come from. I have a section in the book that's called Family, and it may not sound like it fits in, but when you think about the fact that we're all connected and that we really are all family, you know, whether we acknowledge it or not, you know, it's the truth. So, so I have this poem, and here's the way it goes. Back in the motherland, I was called Negro by some other man who had plans to sell me to another man. My birth name seemed unimportant as generations were brought to a slave nation. It was the first national rollout of corporate outsourcing. First, I was called a savage, made to think my history didn't matter, that my impact on history wasn't a factor, only to be disallowed to read those books so I couldn't notice the missing chapters. Improperly, I was labeled as property that exchanged hands to Europeans from Africa's new rich. They said they civilized me. Talk about a sales pitch. The portion of my identity that wasn't granted clemency was exchanged for mass-produced trinkets and baubles. All this to devalue me as a currency, as if my life wasn't priceless, that my purpose wasn't righteous. They spent millions to kill millions to keep me ignorant so I wouldn't know any better.
Wow.
That's it. So, I mean, everything isn't that serious. You know, I just want to make sure that I make sure to communicate that there are a couple different pieces in here. So there's a piece about family. There's a piece about pain, about love, about introspection. You know, I really wanted to tap into things that I feel that we all experience, that we all feel. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Asian, Hispanic, you know, no matter what background you come from, these are words and, and these are feelings that you can understand, that you can tap into, and hopefully get something out of.
Yeah, you know, I think definitely one thing about it is just I think we're in a place right now where we definitely hear people's ideas and hear what's going through people's minds, because, you know, it definitely helps us to really think. I think sometimes we don't use our brains as much. I don't think that we don't sometimes read as much or even write as much or even really think. So really stimulate the mind, you know, that's what I felt like listening to your poetry. You know, it stimulates the mind to really, really think. So I think that was definitely a great one to read. Now, how many pages, how large is the book, is it?
So I wanted to make sure that I gave people enough to whet their appetite without getting them too much, because the book is in three sections. The first section kind of explains the reason why I'm writing the book, why I wrote the book. The second section is a series of about 56 original poems. And the third section, which I actually think is the most valuable piece of it all, it helps to give you instructions on how to do what's called free writing. So, like, let's say that you're having a bad day. There could be things that are weighing on your mind and your spirit that you don't even realize. And what free writing helps you do, it helps to disconnect you from the situation and really tap into the things that are going on in your mind. And I feel like for myself, when I do that kind of exercise, I find that the things that I'm really upset about, the things I'm really thinking about and feeling, have nothing to do with, you know, the thing that I thought made me mad.
Right.
So it's 82 pages from cover to cover. And like I said, it's three sections, and in the middle, there's definitely some good stuff in there. You may not agree with it all, you may not like it all, but I figure if after you read the book and you don't feel anything, like you can go through all 82 pages and you don't feel a thing, you can send me an email at fromtheinsideoutbook@gmail.com, and I don't know if I'll do a money-back guarantee or something like that, but I definitely know that everybody that I've let touch this book and experience it, they've all come back to me, and just let me know at bare minimum they felt something.
Yeah, you know, that's definitely, I'll say that like this, even as a writer myself, you know, I have a project out, but, you know, everyone, I look at it like this. Where you're going to reach whoever you're supposed to reach. You know, you're going to reach the people that God wants you to reach. And the thing about it is this. There's something there that's, like you said, I believe there's something there in your book that'll touch everybody, that'll touch everyone who reads it. But the biggest thing is, like, you've done what you feel like you were supposed to do. So, so let me ask you this question.
Sure.
What is the next step? I see you've got, you have your website. Are you on MySpace yet?
No, not on MySpace yet. I really wanted to, you know, just keep a really narrow focus. So, you know, I have the website, you know, fromtheinsideoutbook.com, and there, you know, there are links where you can purchase the book, or you can send me an email if you have any questions or anything like that. And I really want everything to come from that site, so that way somebody can always come and go and find out. Is he, you know, doing an open mic somewhere? Is he doing, you know, a speaking engagement somewhere? That they can get all the information from one spot. So I just have that going on, and the idea is to really build up on the courage I have already for writing. So I have this one out, and hopefully I'll have another, you know, another project out that I'm already working on by the end of the year.
Well, that's good, and I want to encourage you also that every avenue that you can, that's free, that's available for you to promote your book, go ahead and do that. You know, so I'll encourage you. You know, and you do it when you feel ready to, but to actually have a MySpace page that people can actually put your cover of your book. you put that in as a picture and an author and distribute book and direct people back to your site, you know, that will definitely help you even possibly yourself.
Definitely. I mean, I just want to, you know, I just want people be able to have a chance to experience it. You know, initially when I first put the book out, I put it for $15, and it did really well, but I wasn't happy because I felt like there were people that, you know, with the way that the economy was going and everything, that they wouldn't be able to pick it up just because, yo, I don't want you trying to decide if you want to pick my book up or pay your light bill. So I actually lowered the price down to $10 just to make it easier for people. You know, if you're going through the struggle, you know, I understand. I struggle too. And I just really want you to, you know, be able to, you know, experience the book. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to what happens from there.
Well, I'm definitely excited for you. I'm glad you have your website up. So that was the main thing. I really definitely wanted you to actually do that way. You know, I'm sure people will be visiting your website, and if you can, if you don't mind, I'd like for you, you know, stick around for the show. Is that possible, or do you have to go?
Sure. Actually, you know, before all is said and done, there is another poem I like to read for you and all your listeners. So I don't mind hanging out at all.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, cool. Well, I want you to sit back and relax. And right now I'm going to go to a song, and then I'm going to come right back.
All right, sounds good.
Cool. And I'm G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I have with me guest author Luigi Ferguson of From the Inside Out. You know, so check out his website also during the show, fromtheinsideoutbook.com. Right now we're going to go to one of my favorite songs. And this is a song by Dave Hollister. It's entitled, I Know I Can.
Trouble don't last always. Yeah, I keep watching, wanna keep on. Oh, oh, oh. gotta do is keep pushing. Yeah. You can do it. All over the world. I know I can. I know I will. Trust God, you'll see. Just keep pushing.
Guys enjoyed that. That was a song from my latest CD that's out, entitled All Things Are Possible. That song, particular song, is called His Love Never Ends. If you're going through something, if you're dealing with whatever it is that you're dealing with, I want you to remember that God's love never ends. And God loves you. And just believe that and just know it. Feel free to check out my website, gwriteonline.com, then myspace.com/theheartloveradioshow, and then myspace.com/gwritesing. Also, my CD, All Things Are Possible, is available on iTunes, and it's available also on CD Baby. Today's special guest is author of From the Inside Out, Luigi Ferguson. You're welcome. Welcome back, Luigi.
Thank you.
Okay, cool. Let me ask you this question. So what places have you been going to since you've released the book? Have you had a sign party or a release party or anything like that?
No, nothing that formal. Actually, what I've been doing is, you know, going to the people that I'm really familiar with, the people that I'm really close to, and what I'll say, you know, get the people that you care about, get them around, and let me share this with them and see if it's something that they, you know, wouldn't mind getting for themselves. Just because, it's really easy to, you know, go out in the street corner and just perform. But like I said, this book is me. You know, I'm not writing, you know, about imaginary people. This isn't fiction. You know, it's everything that's inside of my own heart. So I wanted to start there, but I do have plans to do some open mics around where I am in Georgia, and also there are some people that I definitely want to speak to up in New York at some treatment centers, and I really just wanted to spread the message of hope and the idea that no matter how bad it gets, no matter how bad it seems, if you're just willing to hold on, you could be surprised at how good things could turn out.
You know what? And that's so true. You know, that's so true. I'm glad that you actually went for it. I think about all the different people who are who have a desire to write, but they allow so many different other things to control whether or not they're going to do it. You know, and not letting the circumstances. So I guess the key thing is not to let the circumstance dictate what you're going to do and what you're not going to do.
Definitely.
It's like we're in a time right now where people are losing their jobs, they're getting laid off, they need some kind of inspiration. And the thing about it is that even during this time, God's people are still prospering. You know, even during this time, people have had ideas, you know, to write, and they're actually doing it, and God's actually blessing them. So.
Sure. I mean, I've always felt that you have to do something that you've never done before to get a result that you've never been able to achieve before.
Well, I like that one. Say that again.
You have to do something that you've never done before to get a result that you've never had before.
You know, that's true. That's like if you keep on running to the same, if you keep on doing the same thing and getting the exact same results, do something different. And sometimes you have to get radical with it. You know, and sometimes it's like going down and doing something that you totally, with your mind, you know, you say, how can this be, but I'm going to go in faith and believe that God's going to make a way. And when you release that faith, it allows God to have something to work with.
Definitely. You have to give him an opportunity to work, you know, his will into your life. And, you know, he's never running away from us. It's always us that find a way to run away from him, but I think that's the most beautiful thing. The most beautiful thing is that, you know, despite how we may act sometimes, even when we may not feel that the things that we dream of are possible, that if we really want it and if we really believe that God will provide, then he will do exceedingly and abundantly over anything we could expect.
Well, Luigi, I'm definitely glad that my buddy told me about you. He sent me an email telling me, he's like, man, yes, I want you to interview my friend. I want you to interview my friend, Luigi. He's an author. I want you to have him on your show. And so I'm glad. And I thank you for your patience, too. There's been a lot going on in my life. So I appreciate you being patient and also, you know, getting your website. And it looks nice.
Thank you. you know, I'm just thankful, and I appreciate, you know, the time, as well as being able to connect with anybody that's within the sound of my voice, because, you know, there are lots of people that I'm sure would love to be able to do half of what's going on right now, and, you know, I'm just blessed to be on the good side of it all.
Yeah. So, from your standpoint, for someone who's listening right now who has a desire to write and to write a book, what do you think is the first step?
I think the first step is having the idea. You don't have to have an outline or anything proper like that, but you need direction. I think no matter what you want to achieve in life, you need direction. You know, do you want to write, you know, is it going to be a mystery? Is it going to be, romantic? Is it going to be full of jokes? Is it going to be really serious? Are you going to be the main character? Is it somebody else? You know, you have to have an idea so that way it can just be one continuous thought, as opposed to you picking it up, then putting it down for 3 months. You picking it up, you putting it down for a year. You know, writing is one of those things where you feel a great sense of accomplishment because you had this thing just came to you, that light bulb above your head went off, and it went from just an idea to something tangible in your hands. And I guess, you know, if you have a child, that would be better, but you took something that didn't even exist a little while ago, and then it becomes really in your hands, and I think that's really powerful.
Well, you know, I think the thing about it is that I think sometimes people get that idea in their head, and they think they just bypass it. They just bypass it, or I can't do it. And one of the things that helped me to say, basically, that scripture that says all things are possible.
That's right, through Jesus Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing about it is, and also another scripture says, you know, you tell one of the times to say, with man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. So all those different things started happening even when I was doing my project, you know, and I just kept on hearing that and just having the faith and believing. And you eventually, you know, you take those small steps instead of saying, okay, I see the big picture where I would like to happen. But take those small steps. And once you take those several steps you need to take, the next thing you know, you're going to be closer to your goal. You're going to be closer to whatever it is that God wants you to do.
Definitely. You know, one of the things that I'm learning is that you have to be able to thank God for the things that you don't even have yet. But that's okay because you're thanking him because he's helping to make them happen.
And that's true. That's true. And I'm excited for you and for your book, and I have to make sure that I will go and I will support you, and I ask that you please go and support me and buy one of my CDs.
Most definitely. I have a great love for gospel music, and I definitely think that, you know, you have to be aware of the other things that are out there, and I definitely will be sure to, so that way I can tell everybody how good it is.
Thanks. I appreciate it. You know, the thing about it is so it's funny, when you deal with other independent artists, it's like, okay, well, let's swap. You know, here's mine for yours, and, you know, and please spread the word. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that later. Hopefully, I'd love to have you back on the show again later month or so down the line, see exactly what's going on in your life and see how God is moving in your life. I believe your book is going to really do well.
Well, thank you. I mean, from your lips to God's ears, I think I think for me, the most important thing was getting it done, because by getting it done, it showed that it was possible, that it was real. And from here, I can't really say that I can't do something, because I took this thing that I had been struggling with for years, and
right.
I was still able to achieve it. So I would love to have another opportunity to follow up and just let you know what's been going since the last time we spoke. And I look forward to being able to have a lot of good things to share with you and everybody else.
Well, thank you. Well, Luigi, I appreciate you for coming on the show today. And for those who are out there, don't forget to go to his website. And that's from the Inside Out book.com.
Cool.
And I know you.
So do we have enough time for me to be able to just give you and everybody else out there one last
sure.
poem?
Sure.
All right, cool. So really keeping along the same theme, you know,
you feel free to share whatever is on your heart to share.
I have this other one, and honestly, there are a few in here that I read it myself. You know, even though I wrote everything in here, there are some poems that I read and I still get a chill, because I can feel it the same way how I felt it when I start, you know, when I was writing it down. And this
right.
is one of the, you know, this is one of them. So I figured it only made sense to share with everybody else. It goes, I don't write because I want to. I have to. I am compelled to. These words only serve to be a worthwhile tribute carried down through generations like the tablets carried by Moses. Born from the beauty that is nature, words are only remixed combinations of adjectives and verbs fighting to stay together, similar to thunder and lightning, which explains why you usually hear about it before it happens. Our struggle has existed since water fought fire and won, by keeping cool under pressure, or when light fought dark for the sky, ending up in a never-ending shift between day and night. These are the stories passed down by the people with the blackest skin from the dark continent, where skin absorbed all the history, pain, and anguish, whose people drew on caves and grunted in harmony just to prove that we all suffered together, to prove that our pain and joy was relative, which is how we're all related. We hunted for gazelles and wild boars the way that we should fight for freedom, together. It takes more than the average ovulation cycle to tell the story of a continent that gave birth to civilization, cradled it in its plateaus, river deltas, and tributaries, sheltered it with its vast forestry and fed it with its vegetation, sacrificing herself to be left barren in hopes of providing nourishment, the epitome of a mother-child relationship, asking nothing, giving everything, only hoping that the sacrifice was worth it. This is how the story was told, from Ur to Mesopotamia, from Egypt to Madagascar, from Compton to Flatbush, it was told.
Wow. I tell you, I am looking forward to reading your book, Luigi.
Yes, sir.
And I have to say, I know I've been calling you Luigi by your first name, but you're actually going by L. Livingston Ferguson. Right.
Yeah, I wanted to feel all sophisticated since I was doing my first book. So growing up, I was always ashamed of my middle name, so I figured since I was sharing everything else, let me just go ahead and share something else that I haven't been comfortable with in my life.
You didn't like the name Livingston?
Nah. I mean, you know, growing up and being, you know, and with a name like Luigi, you would think I would enjoy Livingston better, but I can't say I never really enjoyed it until I started getting older, and I just learned to appreciate everything.
Well, you know what, Luigi, I'm telling you, it's amazing how you're breaking the stone shells, you're breaking all those things you feel uncomfortable with, and sharing with everyone. And I say, wow, and I commend you for that, because like I said, when you do write, you're sharing a part of yourself with everyone else.
Sure.
And so I definitely commend you on that, and again, I'm looking forward to you coming back on the show. But I want you to think, if you have any last-minute words, we can go to one more song, and then I'm going to come back to you if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You guys are listening to the Heart of Love radio show. And this is a song by CeCe Wyatt. It's entitled, It Ain't Over.
Endure for now.
Hey, I want to appreciate you guys for tuning into the Heart and Love Radio Show today. Thank you for making this show a favorite of yours. And feel free to send me a shout-out at gwriteonline.com. Again, I would like to thank Luigi L. Livingston Ferguson for being a part of the show today, the author of From the Inside Out. Don't forget to check him out at fromtheinsideoutbook.com. And do you have any last-minute words for the listeners?
The only thing I want to say is that, you know, the opportunity that I have here only comes because I decided to take a chance and to risk failure to help see my dream take place. And if you are in the sound of my voice and there is something that you've always wanted to do but you are afraid of failing, I would challenge you to try it anyway. Try it anyway and see for yourself what happens if you're successful. Don't worry about what other people say. Don't worry about even the things that you've been telling yourself in your own head about why it's impossible for you to do whatever it is you're thinking about. Just know that if you want it and you have faith in yourself and in God, you will not be disappointed.
Amen. I just wanted to say, Luigi, I'm looking forward to what God is going to do in your life. And I pray God's blessings upon you and your family. And I appreciate you for coming to be a part of the show tonight.
My pleasure.
God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon. So let's make sure we keep in touch.
Yes, sir. All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye bye.
Those who are listening, God bless you. The show will be here on next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Make sure you're here. God bless and have a great day.